getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.
Woodwards presents Myth, The Golden Dawn. An original electronic opera, The Golden Dawn will be performed in two intimate shows at the Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. For Myth's live show of elaborate and handmade costumes, visuals and lightings, they have created an electronic opera that weaves a story told in theatre, dance and video. The Myth plays Studio D on June the 22nd and 23rd. Showtime at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased through sfuwoodwards.ca.
The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival and CITR present Balkan Beatbox on June 27th at the Vogue Theatre. One of the most exciting bands on the planet, Balkan Beatbox mixes Arabic, Mediterranean, and Balkan traditions with the freshest club grooves for a sound that is completely unique. For details and tickets, check out vanjazzfest.ca.
I listen to the countdown, slowly getting further. Slowly getting further away. And I can feel the moment. Slowly getting closer now. My word.
Same man, there are listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show on CITR. And we started the show with Spaceman 3 and the song Revolution. And after that, a remix from Primal Scream, Higher Than the Sun, from the CD Screamadelica. And we're listening to Broston Out. They have a new CD called Mean Sun. So that was Moonwalker. And the one that we are listening there in the back is Revelstoke Dam. Yep, pretty cool Broston Out. And talking about cool music, there's the Jazz Festival starting this Friday. It's going to be really cool. So, well, let's play a song by one of the artists that are going to be performing in Vancouver, Janelle Monae. And we'll be right back after this.
mucho lo rico que es estar contigo. Cada vez que yo te veo se alborotan mis deseos. Ya no puedo imaginarme una noche sin tocarte. Cuando me hablas me provoca comerme tu linda boca.
So those are Los Amigos Invisibles that are going to be performing also in the Vancouver International Jazz Festival on July 1st at the Bogue Theatre. It's going to be an amazing show. And also before them I will listen to Janelle Monáe. It's a R&B soul sensation. She's going to be performing at the Center in Vancouver, the Center for Performing Arts there on downtown on June 29. So there's a couple of the highlights of the jazz festival. It's going to be really cool. They are moving the free Gastown series to the downtown there at the Art Gallery. So that will happen on June 23rd and 24th. At Saturday and Sunday, this weekend actually, they will have three stages: a community stage with buskers and dance lessons, and then the other two stages. For example, on Saturday, the Nightcrawlers, Maria in the Shower, Masacote, Company B Jazz Band, some of the artists that are going to be performing. On Sunday, Serpentine Funk, Rumba Calzada, No Sinner, Van Hunt, among other artists. And also on Canada Day, well, that weekend, the David Lamb Park, there on Pacific and Davie, around that area, where the Roundhouse Community Center is. As every year, they're also going to have amazing music there. So on June 30th, some of the bands are Breach, Cornshed, Le Orchestre de Part Perdu, Monophonics, and Encarma, some of the lineup. And on Sunday, Ugetsu, Jackie Treehorn, Shuffle Demons, the Boom Booms, some of the highlights of that day. So yeah, it's going to be really cool. Also check out the other series that they are presenting. The Ironworks is going to have an amazing series. They're on Alexander Street in Gastown, the Innovation series. So yeah, some musicians that are going to be playing in that series is Thorsten Mueller, Gordon Gardina, Tony Wilson, the Hard Rubber Orchestra. So yeah, pretty excited about the jazz festival. Let's play another song from this is George Benson in Montreal. Let's play this song, and then we'll talk a little bit about more festivals that are happening in BC. So we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Come on, girl, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, now, baby. Yes, this is the getaway. Talking about, I'm talking about the ghetto, baby. Don't you know it's all right? Oh yeah. Talking about the ghetto, y'all. No, I'm talking about the ghetto. Hey, 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 hey,
that's George Benson. He's playing June 23rd at the Orpheum. 10-time Grammy Award winner. George Benson playing at the Jazz Festival. So, yeah, check that out. And also the Craft Park Festival. It's happening also on July 1st. And they're going to have some live music there with the Jimmy Now and the Ribbit Generation. That's at 1 p.m. The Stinging Hornets at 2 p.m. Shed, it's a band from Gabriola Island at 3. And it's all brought to you by the Crab Water for Life Society, Radio Vancouver, Northern Electric, Vancouver Port Authority, and Canada Day Heritage Committee. The crab party is at the Waterfront Road, at Main Street, 101 East Waterfront Road. So, and we also have another festival happening in Victoria, the Ska Fest, happening from July 10th to the 14th. So we have Dane Roberts here on the phone, which is the organizer of the festival. Hey, Dane, how are you?
I'm not bad. It's in Seattle right now. Good relaxing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From Seattle? When are you coming back?
I'm checking my email and stuff while I'm there. I'm really coming back tomorrow. It's just a quick in and out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this festival, it's looking pretty good, the highlights of the festival and all of the bands. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the this year's festival.
Yeah, well, I mean, we tried to really make a balanced festival with having ska, reggae, a bit of punk, Latin vibes, lots of different music that was connected with the ska audience, and try to just blend it nicely and make it affordable and have more programming. Because last year we had two outdoor venues, mm-hmm. So this year we decided to just have one. And it saved us a lot of time and energy that we've been able to put into putting together a better lineup.
Yeah. Is that going to be in the Inner Harbor?
That's right. We call it Ship Point. It's right. It's the parking lot next to the Tourist Information Center. But it's a really nice, it's one of the best venues that we could use because it's central, right near, right on the Inner Harbor. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. All the ships and the Parliament buildings and the Empress Hotel is behind and beside it. And the causeway, and so a lot of the tourists get introduced to it as well, and they come down and they discover a new type of music that they didn't know.
And so some of the concerts are going to be free, some are ticketed too. You get a lot of international acts coming to town, no? You want to talk a little mm-hmm. bit about some of the artists that are coming to town?
Yeah, well, we got Toots and the Maytals. That's our headliner. We've been wanting to have Toots and the Maytals play for so many years. Mm-hmm. So that's great that it came to fruition to this year. We've got bands from New Zealand. We've got Catch a Fire, which is all Maori reggae band.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to be playing on the Saturday of the festival. We have another band from New Zealand called Sola Rosa. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of a fusion of reggae, a bit of electronic global roots and soul. And we've got a couple bands from the States that are Latin bands, but directly from Latin America, although the members are, but they live in the States. One is Pachaco, they're from Miami. And mm-hmm. then we have Blitz, the ambassador, who is originally from Ghana, Africa, and then moved from there to Brooklyn mm-hmm. and informed the band called Embassy Ensemble. So he is Blitz, the ambassador. So Blitz, the ambassador, and the Embassy Ensemble. And playing at the Vancouver Folk Fest.
Okay.
As well, we've got Leroy Heptone Sibbles. He's a legendary Studio One bass player, singer of the Heptones, Clinton Fearon and the Bookie Brown Band. He's originally in the Gladiators, which was a famous Jamaican reggae band, mm-hmm. but he lives in Seattle now, where I am. So it just seems like there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of local bands too, a lot of Vancouver bands, and we just tried to mix it up. And we would have liked to get more Latin American bands. We tried to get, you know, a couple ones from Colombia and Mexico this year. It just didn't work out. But next year we're going to be back on that journey even more.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Well, you have La Pobresca also coming from Mexico, LA, no?
That's right.
La Pobresca.
And the Delirians as well. They're all Latin bands. They play rock steady.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've done some amazing shows. I saw them last Christmas open. They were actually backing Stranger Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at this night called Scamania, and this guy named Junior, a Jamaican dude, makes all these events happen in the LA ska scene, and he brings the really old school underground Studio One guys, and somehow he makes it work. And that's where I saw them, because Mano from the Debonairs brought me to the show. And that's where I got to the lyrics. And one of the best things that's happened in the ska rock steady scene in North America in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it's an all Latino band playing rock steady and reggae.
Nice.
And ska, yeah.
And yeah, and some of the local talent that is going to be there at the Ska Fest include Los Furious, Giraffe Aftermath, the Boom Booms, Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. So yeah, pretty amazing lineup there. Which is like your favorite BC band? Tricky question.
I don't think that I could answer that, because I like them. I like so many of them, and I love them so much. And all of them, like, I mean, they all have different qualities. You know, like, I love Hillside Hooligans. They're from Victoria. You know, I have big history with that band, being X One Drop, which is one of the best ska punk bands out of Vancouver Island in like over a decade.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I like their style, but I also love listening to the funk and party style of Rocky Mountain Rebel music.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I like, you know, I like how the Boom Booms, it's like the Latin funk sort of. It's very refined. It's tight, and the, you know, kind of reminds me of Paul Simon. Like, there's just so many things. The Los Furios is really conscious and party ska, you know? So it's I can't really say that one band, you know, Natural Flavors or Giraffe Aftermath, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I could say, you know, I could say some of my favorites include Giraffe, Rocky Mountain, Natural Flavors, you know, the Boom Booms, like, there are quite a few, but I can't name one in particular.
Okay.
Too many could be.
Rootsy Riot are playing also, no?
Hmm?
Rootsy Riot are playing
Rootsy
also.
Rootsy Riot are good, man. They're a good party band. They're playing with La Pobresca and actually Mad Bomber Society.
Mm-hmm.
They're an old school kind of third wave party band from Edmonton.
Okay.
And they're going to be playing on Friday, July 13th at Lucky Bar. And that show, I'll tell you, if anyone wants to go to the La Pobresca Mad Bomber Society Rootsy Riot show, get tickets now, because it sells out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And we have, because we're selling full fest passes, every time we sell a full fest pass, you know, it takes up room on the venue. So I don't think there'll be very many tickets. Actually, I know there'll be very, very few tickets left by the time, you know. I don't know if there'll be any left by the door. It's such a small venue that we do that show in, but it works well, because, I mean, people want to have something to do after they go to the show at Ship Point. And it's earlier. We have the early evening show, and then we have bar shows afterwards, and people want, you know, they want to have more entertainment past 10 o'clock. So,
Yeah. So the festival starts on July the 10th and goes until July 14th, right? It's Sunday is the last show?
That's a Saturday.
Saturday is the last show. Okay.
Tuesday through Saturday, but we're having the grand opening of our multimedia art exhibit called the Rocksteady Collective, which is the theme is two-tone ska, and that grand opening is on Saturday, July the 7th.
Okay.
Whitey and Forecast, and there'll be art and music, and there'll be all ages in Beer Garden, and it's just a suggested donation of $5 to $10. And most of the proceeds are going to shipping down the instruments we collected to bring to the Alpha Boys School in Jamaica, which was a school for wayward boys, and a lot of the ska and reggae musicians that we love today attended the school.
Okay.
So we put together a fundraiser where we got as many instruments that they wanted as we could, down some cash, sports equipment, and we're going to put it on a boat, on a container ship to Jamaica.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
A lot of the donations from our multimedia art exhibit are going towards that cause.
Cool.
Yeah.
So let's play a song from the Piatsters, no? You gave me the CD. Can you talk a little bit about them?
The Piatsters?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're one of the headliners at the festival. They've been in business for over 20 years, and their slogan is never sold out, because they're the kings of ska soul for North America, and they're a fun band, lots of catchy tunes, and they headlined 10 years ago at the Ska Festival. Well, it was our third annual, and now this is our 13th annual this year. So,
okay.
Pie Tasters.
Okay. And if people want to check out the program and everything, they have to go to the website, right? Which is victoriascafest.ca.
That's right.
There's all the events, the tickets, the schedule, the bands, and some music there, no? The Ska Fest music player there, so you can check out some of the bands. So
you just put that on if you're doing something, chores around the house, something outside, pump it up. Yeah, it's a good over an hour of music and all the bands. It's really good. It's a good mix.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you, Dane, for giving us a call here, and probably we'll talk to you before the Ska Fest, and yeah, probably see you there.
Definitely.
Okay, well, have a good trip back.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Thanks, Dane. Ciao.
Goodbye.
So that was Dane Roberts. So let's this band, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9.
Off the new album, Call Girl, Take It Easy.
Bang, bang, banging at my front door. Girl, take it easy, cause my head was hammering from the beers that we've been topped up on the night before. Girl, take it easy, and I remember severing the shoe when I was staggering at my front door. Girl, take it easy. Chili in my king size bed when I happen to notice a lovely young lady. I thought to myself, my God, what a
top, responding to your top, top, topping at my front door. Girl, take it easy. Well, I woke up this morning to your knock, knock, knocking at my front door. Girl, take it easy. Cut my head this time, I'm hammering from the beers and we've been talking about the night before. Girl, take it easy. And I remember suffering as you when I was staggering at my front door. Girl, take it easy.
This is for the people. down. Stand tall, walk proud. Don't ever let them get you down. Stand tall, walk proud. Don't ever let them get you down. You stand tall.
Money, 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 roots of all evil. to live, and live you got to work. Oh yeah, oh
That's Giraffe Aftermath from the CD Sleepless Nights. The song was Money. They're going to be playing at the Ska Fest too, there in Victoria. So pretty exciting. There's another festival going on in Kelowna. It's called the Keloha Music Festival. I think it's the first year that they are putting this on. And it's from July 6th to the 8th on the Kelowna's Waterfront Park. There on the Okanagan Lake. So yeah, pretty cool. Along the people that are performing there, it's Tokyo Police Club, The Limousines, We Are the City, the Pack AD, The Boom Booms, Buck Knife, Kitami, Cold War Kids, then The Sheepdogs, Say the Whale, A Ocean, John and Roy, Shout Out, 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 Out. So let's listen to a couple of songs from the couple of people that are going to performing in that festival. And we're almost reaching the end of the show, so let's just go right into it. Let's play Say the Whale, and then we'll play Owl Nation, which is also one of the headliners there at this festival, the Keloha. Happening from July 6th to the 8th in Kelowna. And this is Say the Whale. This is one of my favorite songs from them. Hope you enjoy it.
Show her life be always real. Come here, love, that's where you come in, my friend. Show me your secrets, show me all of them. I promise I won't say a word again. And as long as I'm alive, I'll be the best. Real tight on both sides until you decide. You'll have complete control of your whole life. Come here, love, that's where you come in. Be my assistant, be my ride in heaven. We'll find a place between fact and fiction. And as long as they don't know, we'll be the man. I'm
Join us June 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with Mount Airy, who will be playing a rare live show to celebrate the release of their new album, Clear Moon. Mount Airy's music is written to sound and feel like their home region of the Pacific Northwest, a true landscape painting philosophy to music. Tickets are $12 and available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and online at liveatrickshaw.com. For more information and to check out the band, go to liveatrickshaw.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Anything is possible!
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Calling all BC short filmmakers, the third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Going to the States in a little bit. It's only freshman year, but he's a cheater, yeah. Whoa,
this was the Morning After Show. That's Chains of Love that we're listening there from the album Strange Grey Days. He's Living With Me. And before that, we listened to The Real Boys from the EP, The Real Boys EP. That was Vacation. And today, there's an open mic at this place, Hatchery, 3293. Awesome open mic tonight, so hope to see you there. And also on Friday,